Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We are right in the middle of Health Blast 2015, which we are talking about everything health, wellness, and life challenged, from cannabis to soul searching to shamans, and even today we're talking about a Peruvian diet. My goodness, I just love to find things that are intriguing and say, hey, I want to know more. And I hope you do too. Because really, it's all about sticking our finger in the candy jar, as I say. You know, just find out what's out there. You just never know that might draw you in. Please follow us on Health Blast Radio on Facebook, Health Blast 2015 on Twitter, and please post your comments and share the links. All of our shows are archived. We have over 200 now, and we are also on iTunes. So thank you so much for joining us. Today my guest is Manuel Villacorta, and his book is Whole Body Reboot, The Peruvian Superfoods, Diet to Detoxify, Energize, and Supercharge Fat Loss. Well, you know, I'm all about talking about really great food because I live in New Orleans area, and everybody says, oh, I come there for the food. Well, you know, if you ate this food at every single meal, every single day of your life, you wouldn't be so much coming here for the food anymore. You're just coming here to, you know, experience that richness, that decadence, that grease and everything else, you know. But, hey, you always go back to your own great way of eating wherever you live. And that's what's really important. Today we'll be talking about what is a superfood. What does that really mean? Hey, I see it on, you know, some of those shopping channels. Comes in a little, you know, green bag and you're supposed to sprinkle it on everything and it takes care of everything. And I'm sure we've all seen the commercial on TV about when the man picks up the piece of broccoli with the chopsticks and he says, oh, if one piece of broccoli would cure heart disease, we would all be doing it. And it's, you know, they make so much light of it. But really, it's all about getting in those dense nutritional factors. It's not that we say broccoli will cure breast cancer and you go down the frozen food aisle, you see a frozen food there. It says it has antioxidants and broccoli in it. You take it home, you count how many pieces are there, and it doesn't even chalk up to a half an inch piece. And you say, it's okay, I threw it in the microwave, it was good to go, so I got my antioxidants and I did something really good for myself today. No way, Jose, no way, no how, not going to happen, people. That's what we're here on the show to tell you. There is a better way. It's not microwave food. It's not stuff about reading labels that say natural this or alternative that and all those taglines that everybody's putting on everything. Everything in the world now is holistic. You know, all the way down to, you know, your insurance policies on your car is a holistic policy anymore. And it's really about taking care of your body, but you become more of a healer for yourself. And I really think that this was a great show to talk about today because we do have that new program now that says about learning to heal yourself just using your physicians as guideposts. And that's really what it's all about. Can't lay down and say, hey, fix me, here's my check, and on the way out expect to have this miracle descend upon you. So we really have to be participants in our own health. So today my guest is Manuel Villacorta, and Manuel, it's a pleasure to have you with us because this topic is hot on everybody's minds.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So what are your thoughts on that long dissertation?
Yes. So superfoods, you know, I want to start with explaining what is a superfood. That's a sexy name that was given to maybe the medical name of what we call functional foods, which probably we start talking about functional foods, people will get bored and go to sleep. But the minute we say superfoods, they're thinking something with a cape.
Right.
What are superfoods or functional foods? Really, there's no yet a consensus or a scientific definition what will make something a superfood. But what I define a superfood, and probably most experts will define a superfood as well, is a food, a whole food, fresh, that actually is more than just, gives you more than just nutritional value. It's beyond, you know, just saying it has vitamins and minerals. They have something in them, some phytonutrient, which is a natural chemical,
mm-hmm.
some antioxidant level, or maybe even a vitamin that is very high in concentration in natural form that can actually give you health benefits. And so I call them a hard-working functional foods. They, again, are very unique for containing something. And I, you know, in my book, I talk about 21 of them, and they all mm-hmm. happen to come from the Amazon of Peru and the Andes of Peru, in which I actually have traveled to and researched these foods before. This is now my second book that I have written on Peruvian superfoods.
You know, we've talked on the show a lot of this about this before, and what we really are talking about to the listeners, and a little bit more of an idea, is let's say you take a stalk of broccoli. We know that sulforaphane is the highest thing that you can get out of broccoli and, you know, that type of, that lineage of different type vegetables. And we say, okay, well, we figure it's in the whole thing. Well, really, it's the flowerets, and it's mm-hmm. before they actually turn black and that weird yellow when they're going to seed. So it's really kind of in that compact, dense time. And actually, if you take it a step further, the highest amount of that chemical is actually in the broccoli, the sprouts, you know, when you're just coming up from the ground. That is the densest amount because it's a smaller plant and it's very dense there. You know, mm-hmm. we look at all of these things on TV and people would say, well, you can eat my little cake square and you'd have to eat 28 pears to be able to get this amount of this. And
yes.
I'm going, really? You know? And I know that what they put in there was pretty good, but they kind of take it to an extreme to be able to make their marketing challenges, you know, and we all know how that goes. But definitely there are foods out there that are very, very dense. For an example, like we say, you know, microgreens and sprouts are so dense in nutrition, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know, and the raspberry has tons more antioxidants than a blueberry or a cherry or any of those other things, you know.
That's right.
But only in the seed form, you know, the seed powder and the seed oil. So we have to look at the way in which it is grown. I mean, when you're talking in your book about some of these items that are superfoods, there's a lot of them that are seeds. There's a lot of them that are in that earlier phase of their life cycle. It's not at the end of their life cycle, you know, when they've already kicked the bucket and it's already expended all its energy to grow. You want to get it when it has all that energy to start to grow.
That's right. You know, you talk about blueberries or, you know, black rice and you know, mm-hmm. What makes them so popular in the superfoods arena is the level of anthocyanins, which is what makes mm-hmm. them purple in color. And so two Peruvian superfoods that come in mind that are so purple in color are purple corn and purple potatoes. And I can tell you that now I'm in San Francisco and I just came back from Florida and I, you know, travel quite a bit for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the supermarkets. I always love to go to supermarkets and see what can I find. And I'm seeing purple potatoes more and more all over the United States. And they also have this anthocyanin, which is actually a good anti-aging, antioxidant, and also there's some research now that tells us too that, you know, this is why I said all potatoes not created equal. The anthocyanins in purple potatoes actually slows down the absorption of carbohydrates. So here now you have a carbohydrate source that may be diabetes friendly and weight management friendly.
Well, then you turn around and you look, you know, that white potato, we're in the whole white category anyway. White flour, white sugar, white corn, you know, white everything. So if we can just kick, I guess, white to the corner and just look at the colors, we might be a little bit better off. You know, I have this thing. I would go to any grocery store anywhere and walk around that grocery store over any clothing shopping or jewelry shopping. I have no interest in going to buy clothes. I have no interest to have jewelry. But I will go to every grocery store that I possibly can.
You know, it's so funny. I actually tweeted about that myself, how I went shopping for myself, and I couldn't last but 10 minutes, but I can last an hour in a supermarket learning and reading, or open markets. I can just be there forever. I guess we're alike on that.
Well, you know what? But what I like to do, too, is when I go to the regular chain grocery stores, you know, I really look at it and I notice, you know, they've got thousands of people a day coming through here. And we say, what are these people picking up? And I would always go to to those big chain places. And I saw a mailman, and he was picking up, you know, going through trying to get out his iceberg lettuce. And I'm going, why don't you try this one? This is so much better for you than that stuff, you know. And he's like, oh, but you mean on a salad? He said, it's purple. I said, yeah, isn't that great? He said, oh, but how does it taste? I can't put that on my sandwich, no way. Bought his iceberg lettuce, and off he went. I had another one where it's a teenage girl, you know, she was asking her mother on the cell phone, I don't know where the kale is, what is it? And I showed her where it was, and I said, oh, you're going to have that for lunch? She says, no, we just decorate the platters around the edges and then throw it out.
Oh,
so So we have to remember is that when you and I are educating, we're educating the full range. We're not expecting everybody to be a purple, green, and red goop person, but we're also, you know, understand that there's a lot of people that are still, you know, back into that old paradigm of brown, white, you know, fried foods, white flour, white rice, and how we can shift that.
Well, I normally recommend my clients, this is a good, great, something to talk about, is gradual introduction is best. If you're already roasting potatoes, why not throw some purples in there? You know, maybe mix them up. You're making mashed potato, maybe throw some purple mashed potato in there too.
Right.
It doesn't have to be all purple if you don't want to, And it's a great way to sort of incorporate these superfoods into your diet. It's like, and again, you know, we're not trying to say, at least to myself, I'm not trying to tell people, you got to stop eating everything else and just eat these foods, right?
Right.
Make sure you incorporate these superfoods into your diet, because they're good for you. I mean, if you're doing it at least 40, 50, or 60% of the time, I mean, if you do it more, it's even better, right? But you need to start doing some of these, putting some of these foods into your diet already.
You know, I think also, too, I go on the other side of it, and I say we're not going to put anything new in, but we are going to take out some things. So if they're already doing sweet potatoes with marshmallows and brown sugar, I say, okay, well, for this time, I want you no marshmallows. And they're like, oh, I have to have them. I said, okay, cut that in half and skip the brown sugar. And they're like, oh, I can do that. You know, so it's kind of like piecemealing a lessening where eventually you end up with just sweet potatoes with butter maybe. Hey, that's a whole lot better than that other stuff. But then you've got someplace, you know. And then you go to the next realm where when you're making baked potatoes in the oven, you know, and you just throw in that sweet potato and put them under the broiler, and then they all taste the same, and it's really great.
Now you're very right, and it takes about, you got to train your palate. How much – I have made so many changes in my diet, and, you know, as I learn more and grow up more, it takes time, takes practice. And takes time. I mean, but your palate gets accustomed. I mean, you know, you gotta give it at least 2-3 weeks of trying things, and then you'll won't even miss it anymore.
Yeah, you just don't buy that big sack of whatever it was, or that big box, you know, that bulk food that you always reach for, just don't put it in. I remember when I was working with parents with children with autism, and she says, but he has to have that fruit drink. And I said, just don't go down that aisle. She said, he comes with me all the time. I said, skip the aisle. You know, so what if your kid has a temper tantrum? They'll scream so much that they'll fall asleep on their way home, and then they'll forget about it. I mean, I had four kids. Believe me, I know. They can scream all the time. They will fall asleep, and then they will forget about it, you know. And it's like, I just forgot to buy it. I'll get it next time I go. And eventually the mind just does not notice what it doesn't have in front of it.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of crazy. You know, so we were talking, let's talk about a few of your superfoods, because you do have a top hit list.
Yes. So, you know, one that I like a lot is maca, which I know is becoming more popular with here in the United States, actually worldwide, to be honest with you. Maca is it's not an herb. People sometimes say it's herb. It's actually a root, just like potatoes, like sweet potatoes. It's a tuber. It's so high in fiber. Peruvians won't even eat it raw. You can't eat these raw. You have to process it, meaning you have to cook it down. And normally they boil it. They make a powder out of the maca. And then sometimes they even... some forms of maca come in extract liquid form. So they do all this processing, and they gelatinize the maca as well so that they can reduce the amount of fiber in maca. So maca, it's been researched. It's one of those superfoods that has been researched for quite a few years now, and it shows that it's an adaptogen, which actually helps to bring everything back to equilibrium. And what I'm talking about with these is, you know, our everyday stress, maybe processed foods, environmental, and just your daily stress kind of puts you out of whack with hormones, electrolytes, and maca seems to help with putting everything back to equilibrium. And they... you know, one of the side effects of that is energy increases. But it's not a chronic, it's not a an acute or a fast response of energy. You have to have maca in your diet for at least a week or 2 weeks, and you'll see the energy increment. Actually, maca now is being used a lot in sports nutrition because it increases endurance. You know, it's funny how when you go back in history and read about the Incas used maca especially to fight war. They were taking it before wartime, battle time, and then this other effect that maca has to us as well is increases libido, increases your appetite for sex, and so they will actually prohibit maca on the Incas after they fight war so that they don't rape the women. And it's just quite interesting what history is telling us, and now what the science research, you know, done in humans tell us what maca does for you. And there's new research coming up on maca and menopause and reducing the symptoms of menopause. But now... they don't quite know for sure the mechanism of how maca increases energy. They have some hypothesis on maca maybe doing something in the pituitary gland where they secretes your youth hormone. Also, there are some other hypotheses where they have some early research that shows that maca increases oxygen consumption. Therefore, maybe this is why you feel more energetic. Definitely some of my clients that I have put maca on come back and telling me how they are concentrating more at work. They feel more in tune, and they get distracted less. And definitely energy is one of the first things they tell me, that they feel the differences in energy throughout the day, and actually especially when they work out, when they exercise. And this is exactly how I take my maca, is before I exercise.
Well, you know, I have used maca for decades already, you know, in that I'm a naturopathic naturopathic physician, so we've always used it. And what I find is that if you can get a very high therapeutic dose in the amount that you're using, that really significantly will help shift things pretty quickly. And the mechanism of action most of the time is it really does balance things out, especially in the liver, because that's the formation of the hormones in the first place. But then it also helps slow down and to adjust some of those binding hormones in there that would bind up the free hormones, and then you would have less of that you needed. So it really is, as you said, an adaptogen. It knows what goes up and what goes down, what to produce, what to clear out. So that really is a big difference. But also, too, you know, it works a little bit in the GI tract, too. I mean, if you're clearing out stuff and it's a binder, it's a fiber, it's a binder, it's bringing out toxins, you know, your body doesn't have to work so hard to get rid of those things. So that is a great difference. And maca is fabulous, you know, for women's health. It always has been. And it's been used forever in a million years. And I mean, naturopathic medicine's probably been using it since the 30s. And it's just, if you can get the right dose and make sure you have the right company, you're doing pretty well.
That's exactly it. There's two kinds of maca. There's different colors of maca, too.
Right.
I've been reading lately more and more about the different effects of black maca versus yellow or red maca. And also, if it's raw maca or gelatinized maca.
Right.
And they call it a more powerful maca is the one that has been gelatinized. And again, it has to do with the reduction of the fiber content. So you, in a sense, allow the super ingredient in maca to act better in your body.
Well, that's similar to chia seeds. You know, how many people can eat chia seeds? And if they've got a really quick transit time, that stuff's going right through them, and they'll be, you know, as we say, pooping out chia seeds. You know, so it has to be about your GI system and actually where you are at in your transit time. If you know you're a regular person, or if you have constipation, constipation may not be chia seeds. You need to be able to have that gelatinous part, and you have to start it slower. So that's a similar idea. You know, you want to start that activation syndrome just before you intake it.
Exactly.
Let's talk about, and I think there was one that was crazy, let's talk about avocado for a second. There was a study, I think it was just reported probably within the past 2 days that I saw, and it said that if you eat one avocado every single day for a period of 3 weeks, they had these results. And these results were triglycerides were lower and LDL was better. And we're thinking, okay. And, you know, that is terrific and everything, but you have to look at, you know, there's also avocados that are good, bad. There's a good, bad, and ugly story around avocados, what's good and what isn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, same thing about the avocado. I mean, this is exactly what sometimes the news does, and what drives me crazy, to be honest with you. Like now, you know, they're like, eat an avocado a day, every day for 3 weeks, and it's like, so now people start thinking, oh, if I eat one, maybe two is better. And, but they don't adjust anything else, right? We have to remember that avocados are great. Yes, I love avocados.
Mm-hmm.
I eat them almost every day. But they're also very, you know, high source in fat as well. And if you're not adjusting the fat intake somewhere else, you're going to end up with more calories and a higher. I mean, I can't even tell you how many clients walk into my office telling me how healthy they are eating. And certainly they are, but they're gaining weight. You know, maybe you're eating too much of these good foods now, you know. So portion control is extremely important. I always like to reinforce that, no matter how healthy the food is. You know, and avocado day is great, but, you know, you got to have a balance. And it's all about, you know, eating all food, different food groups. You get your carbs, you have your proteins, you have your fats. And if you're going to have an avocado, but rethink about now maybe the nuts, the olive oil, the chia seeds, and the other fat sources as well.
Right, and I mean, if you look at even the people that are doing all these oils and stuff, like, my goodness, I had smelled, someone was frying the other day. Wait, I have to tell you a story, and you will definitely listen to laugh about this one. There's a local Chinese restaurant, and they have on the front of their menu, it says, "We have healthy Chinese. We fry with vegetable oil." I just went, oh, okay. You know, and we all know that's not healthy. So anyway, they brought this vegetable oil home, and I smelled it, and I said, my goodness, what is that smell? And it was just so rancid. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Because I use either red palm oil, you know, and or else I use hemp oil. Rarely do I heat up the hemp oil, but then I also use the coconut oil. And people are saying, oh, my gosh, you know, your house always smells so good. And then you they smell that after they started cooking with that, and it was like, okay, we could throw this bottle away now, you know? So it really, it will shift you, and it will take some time, but that's a perfect example of taking out some funky oil and putting in a better oil. Just like you said with avocados, you know, maybe you don't need that olive oil in your dressing, just put the avocado in there. Or
exactly,
you know, or you don't need to fry your dinner, just put the avocado on top of the piece of chicken and then maybe bake it in a dish, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. It's the avocado becomes the fat source and it moistens food and it you know, gives that extra texture that you want, yes. And, you know, I actually have used avocados in many places now. I actually love to add avocados to my smoothies. It silkens the smoothie so beautifully. And I actually have put avocado in a food processor with cacao powder, and it has made a mousse out of it. And that's so delicious.
I've done these things. That's why I know.
Yeah, like, you know, like then because you don't want to, you know, avocado oxidizes and it turns dark and then the flavor is not the same.
Yeah, and you know what, too? I think we want to caution people, too, because, you know, you see all these commercials on TV where people have these, they make these big containers of those green and colored drinks. And it's like, my goodness, you don't need to be drinking 2 quarts of stuff, you know, for a meal. You know, it's really, you want to be 8 to 10, 12 ounces max on some of these really dense foods. It's not that you just keep shoving all this stuff in. And they even promote that, you know, you got a handle on the thing that makes the stuff or whatever. And it's like, my gosh, it would take me till Tuesday to eat all that, drink all that, you know?
Yeah, I think there was a recommendation is keep it to 24 ounces of fluid if you're going to do a smoothie or as a meal. You know, the thing is also, you know, talking about, you know, all these superfoods, it's like there's no one magic bullet. I always like to reinforce that. You know, one food may give you a benefit, the other food may have a different benefit. I just, like, make sure you, you know, do a combination of all these foods. It's not just the avocado. I love to, like, every day have different sort of fat sources. Like, start the morning with maybe chia, and then afternoon with avocado in my lunch somehow, somewhere. And then maybe the little nuts in the afternoon and nighttime, maybe do the olive oil. You know, it just has to be a sort of, you know, touch on different foods. It's not just the one food that is going to resolve all your problems. And it's, it's the balance of all these great foods. And you know, and color is important. I always like to reinforce that, you know. Varying color, and you know, and you'll get most of your nutritional benefits that way.
Yeah, I'm on this train for about the past 2 years of sea buckthorn from Cebu. It has such a bright fluorescent orange. It is unbelievable. If you get there straight sea buckthorn, it is the most incredible thing, and that's right up there on the top of my superfood list. Well, let's talk about your superfoods. Let's see. Artichoke, the ones I've already used. Artichoke, avocados, beans, cacao, camu, chia, cilantro, maca, papaya, purple corn. No, I was looking at it, but I didn't. Purple potatoes, yes. Quinoa, sancha inchi seeds, yep. Sweet potatoes, yucca, yes. So we've got a few here on this list where I'm not that familiar with and haven't really used them. So let's talk about those. The first one, ahi. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Ahi. Also something else I want to talk about, these superfoods. These superfoods are they're used in Peruvian cooking quite often. And ahi is probably one of the – is the national ingredient, I have to say, from Peru. It's a chili pepper.
Okay.
It has a sweet taste to it. It's not as potent as maybe, you know, some habaneros or hot chili peppers. So the why is it a superfood? Again, chili peppers, they yellow, they have these phytonutrients that provide that color, and also the capsaicin that increases, you know, again,
right.
you know, if you eat regularly eat it, has been shown to help increase metabolism. But that doesn't mean that by eating just ahi, your metabolism is going to be fixed, right?
Here's
another one, you know, that is great to use in cooking. And normally, you know, they sell ahi peppers. I haven't seen it yet in mainstream supermarkets. Definitely, if you live in big cities, you go to the Latino market supermarkets, and they have some Peruvian section, and you'll find ahi paste. I've been in a few cities in the United States where I was able to find ahi paste.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How about peachy berries?
Yes, I love those peachy berries too. Now, they are coming, actually. That's a berry that is making its entrance to the United States in quite a bit now. They're all over California now. I believe also they're in Phoenix, Arizona. They're
Do they grow in those hot climates?
No, they're coming from, actually, okay, the origin of peachy berries from the Andes of Peru. They're bushes. Come on a husk. And now Colombia cultivates the peachy berries and exports peachy berries worldwide. The scientific Latin name is Physalis peruviana. And this is exactly how they, in Europe, they're all over Europe now. They've been all over Europe for a few years now. And they actually have been to the United States, but they call it ground cherries, or they've mistaken it with the Cape gooseberry.
Oh. Are they in the same family as the gooseberry?
Actually, they're completely different families. The gooseberry itself, they look alike, but the gooseberry is, their taste profile is completely different. It's very bitter. You can only use it if you make jams or, you know, you cakes or pies. The peachy berry, you can actually eat it by itself. It's actually a superfood that is edible. People really love peachy berries. You can taste it. It's like a kiwi marries an orange. It has a sweet, tart taste. And peachy berries, you know, that's another fruit that has been researched on quite a bit. What makes them superfood? We talked about the content of vitamins in fruits that are exceptional. For some fruits like vitamin D, actually, you find vitamin D in peachy berries. 3/4 cups of peachy berry, if you follow the 2,000 calorie diet recommendation, a 3/4 cup of peachy berries will make you meet 39% of your vitamin D requirements, which is quite high. Here's a fruit. When I learned this, I was extremely impressed. Here's a fruit that has B12. And we know that B12 is mainly found in animal sources and also has protein. So peachy berry is a fruit that actually, if you're a vegetarian or vegan, it's one of the vegan dreams. You know, you have B12, protein, vitamin D. You know, also within the berry, there's little seeds. You talked about reducing cholesterol from avocados. These little seeds has a chemical called stanols, which is a plant cholesterol. And you know that plant cholesterol, stanols, lowers cholesterol levels, especially LDL. So that also comes from peachy berry. But here's the one that actually is very promising. And I know right now the NIH is doing some research on these as well. Peachy berries have this phytonutrient called withanolide. So withanolide is a group of phytochemicals also found in broccoli and found in turmeric. And peachy berries' content of withanolide seems to be pretty high, and withanolides have been study and shown to stop cancer cell growth, which is right now this they're actually studying the actual pituitary fruit for this reason, which is very promising on when it comes to cancer research.
Absolutely. You know, let's talk about purple corn for a second. I know there's a lot of purple corn powder. Does purple corn powder have to be cooked to ingest, or can it just be? I'm this real big thing on a lot of seed powders right now that I get from a private company in the U.S.
Yes.
And what I do with the seed powder is I just dust the dish, put the food down. People don't even know they're getting it. You know, can you do the same with purple flour?
Yes, I actually have used purple corn flour to bake, breads and muffins myself.
Mm.
I tend to buy the actual purple corn kernels. Again,
mm-hmm.
This is another one that you can find in Latino supermarkets and maybe even on Amazon. You can find purple corn kernels. How Peruvians have been drinking, eating the purple corn, they boil the corn in water, and and the water turns deep purple. It's like they, it's pretty much the phytonutrients get, extracted into the water, and this purple corn juice, we call it chicha morada in Peru. Of course, in Peru, we grew up drinking these as a kid. We didn't drink sodas. It was more mainly just have chicha morada, but put a lot of sugar. So what I've done for a whole body reboot is get the same idea. You infuse this purple corn in water. You boil it for 45 minutes, and you get this deep color of purple juice. And I use this juice, and I just drink this juice as is without adding any sugar. I boil the purple corn with cinnamon sticks and cloves to give it a little bit of flavor to the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite delicious. And also in Peru, we boil the corn with pineapple skin, so the water has a little bit of a pineapple flavor as well. So that's how I'm sweetening the purple corn juice. And they've done some research with this purple corn juice and shown that it actually lowers blood pressure, and it helps with, it's an anti-inflammatory liquid.
What do you do with the purple corn then? You do have, by the way, this book for the listeners.
I know. A lot of people tend to throw it, and I don't throw anything. So what I do, I dry it, then I use it in the food processor, and I make cornmeal out of that. And that cornmeal I use to make cornbread. I even have made cornbread, purple corn pancakes, quite nice.
So can you take that meal that you might have dried and ground up, can you put that in smoothies too, or then just add that to, let's say, mashed potatoes, you could also use that with mashed sweet potatoes
that,
right?
Also, you can put a little bit on it's high in fiber too as well, so yes, you can put it on smoothies and mashed potatoes. Yes, bake with it as well, especially if you follow gluten-free. This is a great way to bake with this cornmeal.
Yeah, because I find, I'm really gotten into the simplistic thing. I don't hardly do much cooking other than, as much raw as I could get, and then everything else is just a quick thing. I don't even bake. Forget that anymore. I guess it's because I'm almost 60 and I just don't feel like doing it anymore. And also, too, you make stuff and it's like it sits around forever in a million years, and it's like, forget it. If I can make it quick, I'll eat it. Otherwise, forget it. Let's talk to the listeners about your book, because your book is chock full of, how many hundreds of pages are there of recipes here about all of these foods that you're talking about?
So what I've done, there's 21 superfoods, and then I wanted to also not just have these superfoods, but I wanted to, Peruvian cuisine right now is coming and coming more popular and worldwide, actually. So what I wanted to do, too, is sort of like I brought in some of the Peruvian techniques into the recipes as well,
right.
You know, which is a fusion of Asian with French and Italian. And so a lot of the recipes have some of that. So it's not a Peruvian cooking book. Definitely
right.
has some Peruvian techniques, like some stir fries that are from Peru, some stews that are in very common Peruvian dishes. But at the same time, I have traditional American dishes as well. Like, you know, I make these quinoa pisetas, you know, and instead of flour, I use quinoa for the,
mm-hmm.
the crust. Waffles, sweet potato waffles, and instead of flour, I use sweet potato. I use oat flour as well. So
mm-hmm.
I sort of power up some of these American recipes. And then since Peruvian cuisine is very much into fusion, I have recipes that, you know, have Thai fusion, stir fries, like I mentioned, stews, you name it. I mean, sandwiches and wraps, desserts. So I made over 135 recipes. And then, you know, being a dietitian, I think of everyone. And I
yeah.
sort of created meal plans. So I offer 4 weeks, and 1 week is regular for people who eat everything, another one for
mm-hmm.
vegetarians, another for vegan, and another for gluten-free people.
And, you know, I think what is really good about it is that I look at the recipes. They are not crazy recipes. You don't have 4 and 5 pages of instructions.
No,
super easy instructions.
No.
And most all of them that I have looked at in the book, I have or have used this same similar type recipe. It's just you have an addition of 2 or 3 things that I don't know what they are or haven't used before. So if someone is new to eating differently, it's a really great book to get started with, because you could say, you know, I always eat that way, but, oh, I'll add that in, or, oh, I
mm-hmm.
didn't know I could put those 2 things together, or something like that. So in other words, it's a very simple way to make an uptick in your health. I really think that it's very easy to do that.
Yes, and that's what I was trying to do, is I just replaced the one ingredient. Like, you know, I have one
mm-hmm.
that it has the breakfast one.
Right.
I love this one. It's a frittata with, you normally, eggs and potato, but I actually
right.
use purple potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have the frittata, but I'm throwing in purple potatoes instead of white potatoes. Quite
right.
nice with mushrooms. It's really good. So again, like you said, I just changed the 1 ingredient or 2 ingredients in the recipe.
Right.
But the recipe, you probably have eaten it before, but now is, I call it, is power up with these superfoods.
Okay, you know, Manuel, we're coming to the end, but I really want to talk about 2 or 3 things that we haven't talked about yet that are on your top list, superfoods that I don't even know what they are. It's number 9 and 10, and I'm not going to massacre the names. They start with K's.
Kiwicha.
Yes.
Yeah, so kiwicha is the Andinian name for amaranth, and I think
oh.
amaranth is, yes. Now you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. 9 is kaniwa and kiwicha.
Yeah, and then 10.
I see, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
those two.
Okay, so those are in the family of quinoa. Kaniwa
oh.
is the smaller seed, is the smallest.
Okay.
I call it the three sisters.
mm-hmm.
So quinoa being the older sister, just because we know her more.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, is the Quechua name, the Andinian name for amaranth. And
okay.
amaranth is also, it's been around for centuries of years, and the Aztecs will use amaranth. That's why you find a lot of amaranth in Mexico as well. and amaranth is a smaller seed than quinoa. And so we use more kiwicha. You can pop it like corn, like popcorn, and you pop it in a hot stove. And this is very common in the Andes of Peru. You'll see children eating, you know, instead of rice crisps, they eat
mm-hmm.
kiwicha crisps. You know, they normally mix it with honey, and they make these beautiful candies with these. Pop kiwicha, or you have a cereal, you pop the kiwicha, and then, you know, instead of opening up some Prosex box of cereal, you just pop the kiwicha in your hot pan, and you'll get this beautiful cereal pops up, and you can just drink it, you know, with your flavor, choice of milk. And then Kanyiwa is smaller even. It's so small that actually doesn't even require cooking. I just throw the Kanyiwa seed into my salads. Now, Kanyiwa is just getting into the supermarkets right now. Amaranth you can find with the name Amaranth in a lot of supermarkets now, mainstream supermarkets. As you know, quinoa you can find almost in every supermarket now.
Right.
And Kanyiwa is just getting into the supermarkets. And it is a very small black in color, and has similar properties of quinoa. It's just a different texture and, you know, different uses. They all are free as well, a high in protein and high in vitamins and minerals as well.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, like we've said, you can just add something that's totally different and give yourself a little bit more denseness of nutrition. I mean, that's so important. You know, sometimes I look at people and they're like, well, this, just let's use the example again of lettuce, like I did in the beginning. Substitute out that old funky iceberg, you know. I don't care what it tastes like. I don't care who grew it. I don't care where it is. It doesn't belong there, you know. And put something darker and green or purple or whatever, and to be able to be so much better for you, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I had a cook on that says, oh, that iceberg is so good, and I'm going, come here, let me hit you in the head with your cookbook, you know. It's like, no. You know, because we really, if we're eating, we want to eat what's valuable to us. We don't need to be eating something that is so loose of nutrients or might have a potential for toxins, you know, on the open market. It's like, why even go there, you know? Why even stick your finger in that fire? It's not worth it, you know?
Yes.
I mean, we're so keen on detoxing everybody, you know. Well, don't put it in the first place. You have a whole lot less to detox. Right?
Yes.
Do you ever hear that? You know, people say, I have to get it out, I have to get it out. Well, don't put it in.
Yeah, but it's just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible, right? We hear this every day, don't we? Well, Manuel, we have about 5 more minutes left. I was wondering if you could talk to me about, to the listeners, about the Jumpstart, the 5 days of the colored drinks. That would be great to finish up with.
Yes, the reboot plan that I have.
Yes.
You know, this, I created that just, again, it's also based on experience working with clients and how when I get new clients walking in, and there's just probably a lot of people that will relate to these, you know, and we're telling them the number of fruits and vegetables they need to eat, and they're like, okay, I hardly eat an apple a day, you know,
right.
Or like, how in the world am I going to get in all these fruits, and now you're telling me to change colors? So what I did is, these 5 days of smoothies, and I can tell you too, with these, I help people get acquainted with their kitchen again, in an easy way, get acquainted with the supermarket, because they're going to go shopping for these beautiful color fruits and vegetables. So it's not just, which we're going to talk in a second about what they're getting into their bodies, but also there is a psychological component to doing this reboot as well. It's a great way to get into the kitchen, get into the supermarkets if you haven't done so for a while, and then get the sense of buying all these beautiful fruits and vegetables. And then the idea of why I did the colors is, again, you know, so they can see as they make these, the importance of the variation of colors, because different colors do provide different health benefits, and that's due to their phytonutrient, phytochemical content, and antioxidants content of the fruits and vegetables. And so with these 5 days, I don't call it call it a psychological detox, but it's not like really you're doing any sort of like that, but it's anything it's a 5 days of nourishment. You're putting into your body, you know, great nutrition, And then also these smoothies are balanced. I have them put protein in it because I don't want them to be hungry. I really want them to experience mm-hmm. this in a positive way. And that's exactly, I, you know, did it with over 100 clients in my practice before I actually went into the book. And it's because mm-hmm. I had such a great success here in my practice, I decided to say, you know, let's just put it in the book as well. So it's a great way to start because sometimes people need a jump start, something to start with, a structured plan. You know, sometimes we tell them, okay, start eating healthy. They just don't know how to start. With this plan, it's a way to, okay, listen, you have these 5 days you do, and this is how you're going to start. And then, you know, many, and I even said in the book, you know, a lot of these smoothies people like, and they're like, can I continue having them? Of course you can continue having them because I made them so to be balanced. It has fat, mm-hmm. has protein, carbohydrates. You can use one of these as a meal if you like to, you know, and it's a great way to get your fruits and vegetables as well.
Well, you know what I think, too, when you have a different color every day, it's a really great way to say, I don't have to eat what I ate yesterday, and I'm on mm-hmm. to something new today. And, you know, because we always know when you get on a diet, that they call it, you know, by the second or third day, you're about ready to chuck it out the window. But if you were doing a different one every day, a different color, it's a new experience for 5 days. And you look at the end and you say, hey, I did 5 days and I didn't even notice it because every day was different.
It is so true, yes. And you know what else I have experienced with clients? They tell me, and I actually have done it 3 times, not myself. You're not just drinking smoothies, you're also eating some of the solids. I mean, I recommend, you mm-hmm. know, a cup of garbanzo beans or quinoa or sweet potatoes. I'm telling you that when I'm eating the solid, I am mm-hmm. enjoying it. I'm like, yes. oh, my God, these garbanzo beans never tasted so good. You know, the people are like, all right, now this is good. Now you're really appreciating food. You know, it's like, why? Who knew brown rice is so good?
Absolutely, because you pay attention a little bit more, too. Right. And you know what I found, too, is that it drives me crazy because if we notice, I'm a dental hygienist by trade. I've been in healthcare since the early 70s. And what I noticed is that a lot of these people who are doing these smoothies are putting so much stuff in there and they aren't actually using their teeth for what their teeth are meant for, which was to chew food. And that's mm-hmm. when you chew food, you actually clean your teeth. And if they're just drinking these things every single day for all these days, weeks, and whatever, they have rampant decay. I mean, people are coming in with cavities like nobody's business.
Wow.
I mean, and it is serious because, you know, if you're drinking one of those, you probably should be chewing something right after because that is the
exactly.
purpose of food in the first place, you know?
Yes.
And we just don't get it. We don't pay attention to that.
And no, you're so right. And I've worked with clients that are eating, mm-hmm. sit-down time and chewing mm-hmm. and eating, and it's just so out of their, you know, vision. They just don't even comprehend. Oh, do I need to really pay attention to what I'm eating and take the time to eat and chew? Yes, you do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Manuel, we've come to the end of the hour. We have really buzzed through this time. It was a fabulous thing to have you on. I know you have another book.
Thank you.
So maybe we'll have you come back with the other one. How about that?
That sounds great. Yes.
Well, it was an absolute pleasure to have you. Could you please share with the listeners a little more about you and your website? That would be great.
Yes, so you can find more about Whole Body Reboot and wholebodyreboot.com, or you can also visit me at eatingfree.com, which is actually a national online tools for people that can track food and exercise, and it's free tools, eatingfree.com or wholebodyreboot.com.
Fabulous. Well, it was a pleasure to have you, and I hope you come back on again soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to find out more information about Manuel Villacourt, his link is on the bottom of today's show page. You can click on there and you'll go directly to his website, eatingfree.com. The book we spoke about today is Whole Body Reboot by Manuel Villacorta, The Peruvian Superfoods Diet. Let me tell you, it's not something super freaky. It's not something super crazy. It's just all about adding some more dense nutrition into your foods. And everybody's looking for something different these days. Hey, it's a great place to start. And I really think it would be something great. Add one or two of these superfoods to your diet. And if you'd like to find more information about Manuel, please do visit his website. And also, I'm going to be having a women over the age of 50 group. We'll be talking about making life changes. It's a private membership group. Please visit the website, drjeanettegallagher.com. And please do visit us on Facebook and on Twitter, Health Blast Radio. It was a pleasure to be with you here today. And join us again tomorrow. You just never know what we'll be talking about, but it's definitely interesting to be able to choose. Thank you so much, and have a great day.